Hi, this is Gary Wallach from NPR's Only a Game. When football is in the air, Bill Littlefield sometimes finds himself remembering the days when he coached the game. Today is one of those days.
When I was 1 in 20, or 22 or so, I got a job at Lawrenceville, a teaching I did go. It was and is a boarding school, and quite a dandy spot for a young teacher to get started, and I learned a lot. My other job was keeping order in a wooden house where lived a lot of students and perhaps as well a mouse or two. But in addition, though it seems a distant dream, I had to coach the house's mighty tackle football team. I didn't know from football. I had never played the game. But as assistant master of the house, well, all the same, I had to coach the team. It's just how things down there were done. Remarkably, we rarely lost. We almost always won. I had no hand in that, of course. I'm very sure of that. My team from Hamel House could have been managed by a cat, and they'd have won. They coached themselves, which was a lucky thing. A thimble could have held the expertise that I could bring. We had a nifty quarterback who'd throw the ball a mile, and one tough running back who'd always get up with a smile each time they stopped him short, piled on, or bounced him off the ground. The thud with which he hit it was a most unwelcome sound. We also had two linemen who were big and vaguely quick. Our back could follow either one. He only had to pick. We even had surprise plays, which surprised me every time. A fake punt leading to a pass that won a game. Sublime. Now years have passed since those fall days of helmets, pads, and such, and I have never coached the game again, and that's as much as I'd have had to say about my prep school coaching. Still, times tend to change. That's how it is and how it likely will be always. And at Lawrenceville, there's now no tackling done. The football played there now is flag, and I suppose it's fun. The school is not alone in the transition that it's made. Flag football has made converts in the places where it's played, and though I know it pains alums who miss the good old days of grand tradition carried on, in no way does it faze this former coach who hung his clipboard up and walked away from two short seasons coaching in a game he never played.
You can hear more from Only a Game on this weekend's show. Tim Kirkjian joins us to talk about one of baseball's unwritten rules, one that's dangerous to transgress. We'll also have the story of a pro running back who was pressed into emergency service as a quarterback 50 years ago. And Charlie Pierce will join us for his weekly romp through the sports news. And you can always find us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.